This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. There are times when I felt a shiver in the air, when suddenly a moment reverberates with an eternal meaning. Somehow the world of symbols seems to become tangible and transcendent forces activate. I remember one instance. It was my turn to host the evening meeting of one of my children's and young adult literature book groups. We'd met, we discussed the book over dinner, and we all sat talking. I don't even remember what we were talking about, but at one point, one friend observed, "I always want to feel empty." And the person next to her said, "I always want to feel full." This exchange hit me with tremendous force. It was as if Jungian archetypes burst into the room, loomed over the table, and then vanished. Thinking back on this moment years later, I emailed each of them to ask, "Years ago, there was this brief exchange. Do you remember it?" Both of them remembered it. None of us said anything in a moment that passed in a flash, but we all felt the power of that exchange. I felt the same force around a friend who seemed trapped in a Greek tragedy or under a holy gaze. Bad things were happening to her, but it wasn't just that bad things were happening to her. Bad things happened to all of us. It was that the bad things seemed designed especially for her, to teach her a set of very specific lessons. It was uncanny. One of my life's great experiences was my time clerking for Justice Sandra Day O'Connor on the Supreme Court. Justice O'Connor is a brilliant jurist with a pragmatic, straightforward approach to the world. And yet, it also seemed to me that she embodied something transcendent and symbolic. For one thing, like all the clerks, we addressed her and the other justices as Justice. It was her title, of course, but it always struck me that every time we spoke to her, we were invoking the spirit of justice, the virtue she was meant to uphold. And beyond that, in some way that I've never been able to understand, Justice O'Connor seems to embody a particular aspect of the United States in its vast open spaces, restless people searching for a better life and praying for rain in some mystical way that, I must say, is utterly incongruous with her actual personality. If you want to hear a longer discussion about the conversation where one friend said, "I always want to feel empty," and a friend responded, "I always want to feel full," listen to episode 285 of the Happier Podcast, where Elizabeth and I talk to my friend, author Susan Burton, about her brilliant memoir. The title of her memoir is Empty. Sometimes the transcendent seems to appear in the concrete, ordinary world, in a conversation, in an experience, or even in a person. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.